You're listening to Clifford Kelly on Straight Truth Radio, the podcast.
Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Straight Truth Radio Podcast, the place where we live the truth and lives forever. Thank you for tuning in here where we are just trying to bring an understanding to end time events. Again, this is the Memorial Day edition of the podcast, a very abbreviated edition because of the holiday. We want to simply acknowledge those who have served and who are serving our country and extend to us the freedoms that we so enjoy. And so to my family, from my family to yours, both my family and friends who are serving, have served and are serving, to your family who have served and are serving, we thank you. We applaud you. Thank you for your service. And so, and because this time should be in remembrance of family and friends, we know that very few people are watching this in progress. And that's fine. That is so fine. We just want to make sure that we also acknowledge that this is a holiday in which we should be with family and friends. So again, this Straight Truth Radio podcast, again, very abbreviated. You know that here on this program, we try to bring to you the warning and lessons that we have learned and are learning in regards to what's happening in our times right now. We are living in the last days. There are those who refute and debate whether, how do you know these are the last days? Matthew 24 tells us in detail the things that we're going to see. And many people challenge and say, well, racism has been happening for years and earthquakes have been happening for years. And, the love of many, wax cold, wars, rumors of wars, all this has been happening for years. But the frequency in which all this is happening and happening at one time, without the shadow of a doubt, at least it lends to the fact that we are in the end times. And so one can debate if you like, but according to the clock on the wall, well, the clock in the Bible, I should say, the clock in the Bible, according to God's TikTok, according to the word of the Lord that he has given to us, we are indeed in the last days. And so it is high time for us to prepare ourselves and get ourselves ready. Here on this platform, we do not teach a pre-tribulation rapture. We teach that that tribulation is going to come, that the church will be here throughout that tribulation period, in which at that time we will see the Lord appear. The Battle of Armageddon will happen. We will be here. We will be raptured eventually. And when we talk about the end times, of course, we are not talking about the world just coming to an end, to an halt, but we're talking about the time of man's government, man's government coming to an end, and now the beginning of Christ, God's government beginning, 1,000 years of peace, Satan bound in chains for 1,000 years, and then released again to maybe react havoc again for a short period of time. You know, God gives us an opportunity to prove whether our coming to him is by our own volition. And so at that time, after 1,000 years of peace and Satan is released again for that short time, that short space of time. And we should probably get into those discussions and debates or discussions, I should say, and teachings. So then that you understand exactly what happens when Christ comes and establishes his government. And so we will prepare ourselves in the weeks ahead with those lessons as to what we should expect. Also, we want to let me just before we leave and part, we do have an announcement again that we want to share. And so let us take a break here at this moment to share this announcement, and then we'll be right back after this quick message. And so that is next Sunday. Next Sunday, we will have our first service right there at the Pressey Building, which is really literally across the street from us. So we found something very, very close. We wanted to stay here in the city. That is the instruction that we felt the Lord has given us to continue to stay and build in the city. So we are right here in Garfield Heights in a small suburb on the southeast side of town of Cleveland. And so if you are looking for a church home, you can come meet us there at, again, 5706 Turney Road in the Pressey Building, Suite 101, first floor. And so as my wife and I were talking and really praying and seeking how we would move in this new time, this new space, there was something that the Lord had dealt with me, or what our ministry should be shaped around, and Maya spoke it. And so that the framework around the ministry is building an army prepared to fight, building an army that is prepared to fight. And so we have a ministry of teaching. We want to teach the Bible and open up and teach. Now you say, fight what? Paul says we should fight the good fight of faith. It's the good fight of faith. Jesus Christ said, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith on the earth? So the one thing that we want to do is make sure that we are teaching God's chosen how to fight the good fight of faith, how to use their faith. There's a lot of preaching and teaching, a lot of things that is going on. And, but I don't know if we are really using our, well, I know that we're not. So I'm no more point in me playing in that respect. But we will be working to teach and to build an army that is prepared to fight. Fight what? The good fight of faith. And so, again, that's next Sunday. Next Sunday, 10 a.m. at 5706 Turney Road here in Garfield Heights, Suite 101 in the Pressey Building. And so, again, this is Memorial Day, Memorial Day weekend. And actually, the holiday is tomorrow on Monday. And we just wanted, again, the Kelly family wanted to extend our thanks to those who have served, are serving, and has extended to us the freedoms that we so enjoy. Whether we agree with each other or not, we have to say that what we enjoy has been because of the freedoms that our servicemen and women have fought for. And so, again, we thank you so much on this Memorial Day episode and this Memorial weekend. So with that said, again, we said this is an abbreviated episode, and we will not hold you any longer. Please enjoy your family. Remember to pray. Seek the face of God. Remember to acknowledge those who have served and are serving this country and the home of the land of the brave, the home of the free, the land of the brave. And so we thank you so much, all our servicemen and women. And so, again, this is the Straight Truth Radio podcast, a place where the living truth endures forever. I am your host, Cliff Kelly. And as we always say, until we see each other again, remember to hold on to Him that is able to keep you from failing and from falling. Remember, we are not sinless, but we sin less because of Him who became sin for us. God bless you. We'll see you again next week. Remember, our first church service next Sunday morning, but we will return at 10 a.m. We will return here for our Straight Truth Radio podcast, for the podcast at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here in the United States of America. God bless you. We'll see you next week.